Okay, let's start here a little bit. So, you just doubled our attendance. Okay, so I wanted to start out. I think I might have talked a little bit this about it, but to me, it's a dear to my heart. A little bit. This week is Parashat Tzitzis. I want to talk a little bit about Tzitzis more. Tzitzis is one of the most amazing mitzvahs. Why is tzitzis such an amazing mitzvah? First of all, Rashi brings Ramosha Hadarshan, right at the Parsha. Why is the Mekoshesh Esim next to Parsha Avodah Zarah? To teach you that they're both Shakula Kikor mitzvahs. And the Av Parsha Tzitzis, Achach Nismachod Eidu, Mephisha Av Ishkula Kikor mitzvahs. So, first of all, tzitzis is not just any old mitzvah, not that there's such a thing as any old mitzvah, but tzitzis is shkula keneged kol mitzvah. Now, I don't know exactly what that means, because, you know, tari keneged kudam, but it's way up there, right? Tzitzis is shkula keneged kol mitzvah. The other amazing thing about tzitzis is what?
Every second.
Which someone really corrected me that it's really not every second, it's probably every half a second, every quarter of a second, right? Because if you put on tzitzis for even a quarter of a second, you have to make a bracha.
Have you heard a thing that it's like enough time to take it off
the ramen? Right, okay. Whatever it is, but it's probably less than a second. So you get a mitzvah, you know, basically, I don't know, I'm not a mathematician at the moment, but you get tens of thousands of mitzvahs every day. Tens of thousands, right? It's keneged kulam. Also, the amazing thing about tzitzis, the Torah says, what's the Torah, you know, you have to read the psukim. The Torah says, "Uriizem also uskardes kol mitzvos shem vasisem osam v'rosa suru achrei levavchem achrei nechem." Right now, we learn Musar, right? Supposedly, why do we learn Musar? So that we should have a little Yerushalayim. Now, the Torah doesn't say learn Musar and get Yerushalayim. The Torah says, you want to get Yerushalayim, wear tzitzis. It says, if you wear tzitzis, v'rosa suru achrei levavchem. It means you won't be apidiv apikarsis. That means taivas. Taivas, especially taivas noshim. So a person who wants, you know, I think many, many fellows in yeshiva have a deep desire not to have be nichshol in taivas. And here the Torah tells you how to be nichshol, or not to be nichshol in taivas. And we don't take the Torah's advice. We take, you know, do everything else but. It's a little strange. Right. We know the Gra on his deathbed, he was crying. It says he was crying about, he said, because he's giving up the mitzvah of tzitzis. I don't know why he didn't say he's giving up the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I don't know. But
maybe at that point his life was
saying,
I don't know. It's easy
to do, learn Torah also.
This is Tama. You just wear it.
Okay. But in other words, it's tzitzis is one of the most right. So what's the fascinating thing is there are people that just don't do tzitzis, or even if they do it, they're lackadaisical about it, which means as follows. First of all, you know, Rav Scheinberg went, you know, I don't want to say crazy, but that's not the right expression, but you know, like he wore 100 pairs of tzitzis, and he wouldn't take them off. Like he thought of all kinds of tricks to wait, you know, to keep him on an extra second. You know, that anyone had to take off his tzitzis. He left them, you know, so we have guys, I don't say we have guys. There are people, let's say you wake up in the morning, right? Now, this definitely is man tzitzis. So what do? Oh, you get up, you go to the bathroom, you get it, right? What you really should do, first thing in the morning, you should put on your tzitzis, right? Now, there is a sheet there that says you don't put on your tzitzis until after you wash Nagel Vasser. But that's because that sheet holds that if you touch anything before you do Nagel Vasser, it becomes tummy. Most people, I think, are not nizer in that because we're not touching things before Nego Vaser. Right? You touch your shoes, you touch your shirt, you touch your clothes. So, if you're nizer not to touch anything before Nego Vaser, then it could be you should wait to put on your tzitzis after Nego Vaser. But Pashas, first thing you should do, you wake up in the morning, you should put on tzitzis. The last thing you should do when you go to sleep is you take off your tzitzis. Not like I come by here at night sometimes, and the guys are marching around their undershirts, and there's no tzitzis, right? You see it very often. Well, you know, it's nighttime. You know, So what? He's been wearing tzitzis. Person takes a nap, Shabbos afternoon. For sure, it's during the day. It's man tzitzis. There's no shayda. There's no reason you shouldn't nap with your tzitzis on. You can't sleep with your tzitzis on.
I thought there's no mitzvah at night of tzitzis.
No. You have to know there's a machlekes. It's a, the Gemara is pasas re'isim also. So it's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Rush. One says that nighttime is not man tzitzis. And one says that iksus yoim at night is a mitzvah, and iksus laila in the day is not a mitzvah. So iksus laila is not a mitzvah.
Yeah, iksus yom at night is not a mitzvah.
Says what?
Iksus yom at night
is a mitzvah. So according to that daya, so therefore we suffic, we keep both. So therefore, if you wear it right now, according to one daya, there's no mitzvah tzitzis. According to the other daya, there is a mitzvah tzitzis, because this is all iksus yom. This is not my night clothes, my day clothes. And even as Ksus Yom and Ksus Laila, there's also Mitzvah Tzitzis. So according to 50% of the Shitas, I think that's how I think that's how most people are more posketing, even like, there is a mitzvah until you put on your pajamas. There is even a Shita that wear it even at night when they go to sleep too, but okay, we're not talking about that.
Does that mean when you're wearing your Ksus Yom or like
no, that Tzitzis is a Ksus Yom.
Even when you're wearing pajamas, you should still wear Tzitzis.
Okay, maybe, I don't know. I don't want to get, but in the morning when it's yom, for sure you should put on, even when you're wearing your pajamas, you put on tzitzis. But anyway, lemaisa, when you take your nap during the day, you should wear tzitzis for sure, because that's for sure, as man tzitzis. And in general, you should keep a person should wear tzitzis as soon as he wakes up.
When you're sleeping, you're fighting.
Why not? You sleep in a sukkah, right? Don't you sleep in your sukkah? Yes. Okay. You did it. Yeah, your chai misses when you're sleeping too. Yes.
With AC or without?
What?
With AC or without AC?
Okay. Well, that's not a question. Anyway, with the bugs. But Amaisa, the we're getting to tzitzis, please. Let's not change the topic.
Wait, Rabbi, what about for working out?
Okay, if you can't, you can. It's not covered because your sisters are going to get sweaty. Okay, that's different. That's covered in sisters. Obviously, if you're going swimming, you can't wear sisters. Maybe you're playing basketball, I hear you can't wear sisters because it's not covered for the mitzvah. I hear.
Should we buy sports sisters, though?
What?
Should we buy sports
sisters? I don't know if there's such a thing. I don't know. Okay, but then maybe they get not.
Maybe
if they don't get. But the mitzvah, you should. The first thing is a guy should wear it. I want to go for it first. They should wear the tzitzis when you're supposed to. Second thing is you should make sure your tzitzis is kosher, right? Bichadav, to mess up. Now, also, part of being kosher is there's different, there's machlekes on the shear. So, okay, it depends. If you're a skinny guy, which some of you people are, so you're like, okay, so maybe you can't, but if you're not so skinny, then there's no reason why you have to be mako on the smallest shear, right? The smallest shear is 18 inches. The chazon shear is 24 inches. So, Baruch Hashem, I'm able to be yotzei the chazon shear without any inconvenience. So why not? Like, just be, you know, why? If it's no sweat, it's no bother, it makes absolutely no difference to me if my sisters is 18 inches or 24 inches, right? Same thing is to try and get more mehudar dika strings, you know. Why not? You know, you pay an extra $5 and you have it for the 5 years, you know. It's like worth it, you know. Also, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that it's better to wear woolen tzitzis. Now, maybe in Miami it's hot, okay? Maybe. I don't know. But if you're, especially if you're in New York, and you're wearing 5 sweaters, it's a little silly. We 5 sweaters, but you have to wear your cotton tzitzis. You know, might as well wear a woolen pair of tzitzis. You might as well. So according to woolen tzitzis, it's vade deraisa. Cotton tzitzis is a machlekes, it's a deraisa drabon. So the chara is a bigger mitzvah to get a deraisa and drabonon. In Bnei Brak, they say the chazon ish, I'll just wear cotton tzitzis, some kind of shita, because if it's so hot, then it's not the derech malbush, okay. So maybe in Miami, but in Miami everything is air conditioning. I don't know what.
Is there any reason to wear it just tucked in or tucked out?
Yes. So it depends if you're Ashkenazi or Sephardi. I think we have everybody here is Ashkenazi, it looks to me. So the Ashkenazi minhag is pasak is it's better to wear your tzitzis out. According to the Mekubalim, have might have held that it's better to wear them in for some reason. I do not know why. But the Ashkenazi poskim hold, he's supposed to wear them out. Mishabura, however, brings that if you're holdech among the Goyim, since the Goyim will laugh at you, you don't have to wear them out. Good. So when I was a boy, you know, there was once upon a time I was a boy, so people that went to Frum Yeshivas, means not Chavetz Chaim, they wore the tzitzis out because they said, Mesiras Nefesh, it's better to wear it out. And my Mishabura says a heter because the Goyim are going to laugh at you. That's a bit a heter, but we should have Mesiras Nefesh. Rishiva didn't held that the guys should not wear their tzitzis out. Because Rishiva held that when the Mishabura says you have to be, the Goyim will laugh at you, that's not just a heter, but that's the right thing to do. A person is not supposed to cause himself to be laughed at. It's bad for your midos if people laugh at you. So therefore, Shiva used to tell us that we should not wear our tzitzis out. But then years later, Shiva came along, a chedesh atzim, and he said that he changed his mind. Not because he changed his mind, because Shiva never changed, come out, never changed mind about anything. But he said that the world changed, and he says the world today don't laugh at anything anymore. Because you walk down the streets, what people wear, and right, the guy, this guy can wear his underwear out, and this guy can wear these crazy t-shirts with all these crazy messages, and it's accepted in America to do crazy things in dress. So therefore, a person is not so embarrassed.
Especially in
Shiva. Yeah. So Shiva felt that, he says, the heter of the Mishnah Berurah, that the guy will laugh at you, he felt does not apply in America anymore. So now Rabbi Naiman Sr., every time he would come to Florida, he would ask me, did the Reshiva really say that? I said, yes, because he didn't hear that. And Rabbi Dr. Begita, he refuses to wear the tzitzis out because he remembers the old days where the Reshiva said not to wear the tzitzis out. So he says, no, that's what Reshiva said. He got, okay, but in my, so I heard the Reshiva say that he changed his mind. But I don't know. Yeah. So Rashiva said, so the Maisa, there is an in to wear it out. There are people that go, listen, I'm not saying he's right, Dr. G. He heard from Rashiva before Shishun, so he's listening to what his Rebbe told him. But the Maisa, I heard Rashiva say that he changed his mind. But, okay, so there is an Indian wearing him out. What?
Many people
I'm not familiar. Mr. Brewer says you should. Mr. Brewer says you should, except for the heter of going among the Goyim. Okay, I don't know. I'm not familiar.
Like, it's like, like my undershirt and everything. Like it's uncomfortable.
Okay, if you can't, you can't. But in Maisa, you get, in many things, you get used to it. And you do it a little bit, you'll get used to it. You know, everybody else does it, and they seem to be able to survive. So you get used to it. Okay, I want to move on. So we got it. The first thing, we got to be machmir on doing tzitzis as much as we can. It should be kosher. We should wear it the right way. Right? Okay. The mice in the same shita of dress, there's a few other things in dress that it's very similar. There's a thing called a yarmulke. Gonna get controversial here. Now a yarmulke, according to many people, is also a mitzvah d'oraisa. Mishabura, it's definitely not in the Torah you have to wear a yarmulke. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says to wear a yarmulke. It's a minhag of Chazal. It's brought down in the Gemara. But the Gemara, there's an amazing Gemara. The Gemara says, and I read you the Gemara, it's a Gemara in Shabbos. There was Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that the people from the sky grazers, or the star grazers, told him, Brich Gan Vahave, your son. The mother of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was in Amora. So his mother, the stargazer, told her that your son is going to be a Ganav, going to be a Rasha. So what'd she do? Lo Shavke Gilui Rasha. She didn't let him go out without a yarmulke. Omerle, she told him, Kisei Rasha, cover your head. So you should have Yirah Shemayim. You know, the idea of a yarmulke is, it's a Musar B'Tzvayit. Hashem's looking down on me. I'm scared of Hashem. It's a way of demonstrating certain Yirah Shemayim. I feel uncomfortable. like Kosh Baruch Hu is gazing down on me. So boy, lo ava yada mai kamer. He didn't know why his mother was so insistent on wearing yarmulke. Yom echad, so one day, Yosef Gogars, he was learning under a tree, and a branch fell, and it somehow knocked off, and he picked up, and it knocked off his yarmulke. So he raised his head, and he saw on the top of the tree a dikla. So he had a big etzar. Apparently, it wasn't his tree. And he basically jumped, climbed up the tree, and he ate the tamarim with his teeth. It was such a piggish mood. Just went and ate it and jumped it. So, and this person, he ended up becoming an amoira, right? So it's basically pretty refreshing in the Gemara that his natural teva was to be a vicious ganav, as with the stargaze head. As soon as his yarmulke fell off, he became this wild beast. And he ended up, because of his yarmulke, he ended up becoming an amoira. So again, it's the same thing as tzitzis. He said tzitzis, the pasuk says that tzitzis saves you from tremendous yetzaharas. It's a gemara that a yarmulke saves you from tremendous yetzaharas. You know, you don't believe in chazal, you don't believe in chazal, but it's pretty bad. Right? It's a fairish gemara that there's some mystical power of a yarmulke. You know, it's not, what's it called, the magic yarmulke, right? You know? But the magic yarmulke is that it gives you yiras shamayim, not necessarily brains. It gives you yiras shamayim. That's the Gemara. According to the Taz, it's a mitzvah deraisa because of chukas agayim. Because since Jews don't wear yarmulke and goyim don't, so it becomes in the gather of chukas agayim, which is a mitzvah deraisa. So machlokes, if we paskin like the Taz. Mishnah Berurah seems to say we paskin like the Taz. So according to Mishnah Berurah, it's a mitzvah deraisa. According to other people, it's a mitzvah d'rabban. According to everybody, it's a mitzvah d'raisa because it adds to yiras shamayim. Right? If you do anything for yiras shamayim, it's a mitzvah d'raisa. It's like learning yiras shamayim. So it's a big thing, a yarmulke. Big thing. That's the point. Right? Now, why it makes so again, you know, a person should be careful. Yeah, because there was a mice I know in the yeshiva. I told this many times. There's a guy in the yeshiva who had a job offer. And they told him that if he wants to get the job, he has to take off his yarmulke for the job interview. And the yeshiva told him he can't do it, because you can't take off your yarmulke. And he said it's for bad midos. Forget about, for halacha. Anyway, the ma'isa, so we should also be careful. When you wear your yarmulke, you should hear you're doing a tremendous mitzvah. Mitzvah shrichas kavana. But also, your yarmulke should be kosher. So they should be the right size. Right? So how big is the yarmulke supposed to be? I'm not really sure. So it's a machloikas, right? Rav Moshe Paskins that your yarmulke can be any size you want, but the other people hold it's supposed to be bigger. Shlomo Kluger says it's supposed to cover a majority of your head, and the Reshiva held that's how we paskin. So really a person should try and have a yarmulke which is a little bigger than what most people wear. Right? Because most people's yarmulkes do not cover the majority of their head. Right? If you chop your head off circumference wise, you know, you see if it covers. You know, most people's yarmulkes are not that. So you should be it's the same thing. You're getting a mitzvah every second. It brings the yiras shamayim. You might as well do it right. So, okay, some people say you have to do a small one. Some would say you have to do a big one. So why not get a bigger one? And especially, even if you hold the small one, there's more like chinuch hamusar in getting a bigger one. You know? The ma'isa, the yarmulke has become in America a statement of who you are. Right? When you go on a shidduch, the first thing they'll ask is, what kind of yarmulke does a guy wear? Right? So the yarmulke has become the defining factor of what a person is. So just like it's a tremendous chinuch hamusar. Because dress is a chinuch hamusar. How you dress defines who you are. So a person who wears a small yarmulke is making a certain chinuch hamusar statement about himself. So even if halachically he's yotzei, if you pass in like Rav Moshe, then halachically he's yotzei hilchos yarmulke, but he's making a statement who he is. If he wears a bigger yarmulke, he's making a different statement who he is. So it's kedai for the sake of chinuch hamusar. Forget about the halacha, to wear a bigger yarmulke. But also there's a shaila of halacha. You might be missing out. Here you got a mitzvah every second. You might miss out. I know a mice in the yeshiva, that there was a guy in yeshiva, we won't mention who was wearing a small yarmulke, and the yeshiva did not want to give him smicha. In fact, he went through the whole yeshiva, 14 years, and he took his smicha b'chini, passed your idea, but when it came time to get the degree, she said, I can't give you smicha, you're wearing a small yarmulke.
Even if you would change the yarmulke?
Because it's a simon, who you are, it's a simon. I don't want to give you smicha. So the person told Rashiva that he really would want to wear a bigger yarmulke, but he's doing it because of kibbutz horim, because he thinks his parents would be upset if he wore a bigger yarmulke. She said, okay, I can, you have an excuse. He gave him smicha. So he got smicha at the end. Anyway, it's a bigger yarmulke. But the ma'isa, but I'm just saying how far the yeshiva took it, that he went with the guy, that was the only thing. It was a very fine guy. The yeshiva would say, I can't give you smicha. Wear a big yarmulke. So the yarmulke is it's almost like also chaval. It's a mitzvah every second. According to many people, it's a deraisa. It's a chila. It's the Gemara says it brings Yerushalayim, so we might as well make sure we do it right. Okay. In the same vein, we're talking about dress. There's something I just want to mention quickly in dress. There seems to be a takoa in the world a little bit on Shabbos. I don't know if you people are noticed. The Shabbos has become somewhat in the whole. I don't know. I'm not out in outside of Miami, but in Miami. But I was told that it's everywhere. Shabbos has become a little bit, the covered Shabbos has been going down, in many many ways. Whether it's these scooters everyone's looping around on, right? Ball playing on Shabbos, but also on the dress, right? And the dress on Shabbos, you're supposed to make sure you dress a certain way. That's it. That's covered Shabbos. You're walking on Shabbos, you're supposed to dress, with a hat and jacket, but maybe. But hat and jacket and a tie, But you're supposed to dress. On Shabbos, you walk around differently. That's covered Shabbos. Definitely don't walk around on it, There's some people that are very relaxed on Shabbos. We that is also not right. Supposed to be on Shabbos. It's easy.
What about the dorm?
The dorm is, what, on Shabbos? You're talking to, no, the dorm is in.
It's not in your room, like in the common room.
I don't think it's a din in Shabbos. It's not a din in Sneas. You're supposed to be dressed properly, but
no,
not.
I'm saying if you're wearing, like,
Yiddish
clothes, T-shirt.
I don't know. It's a good question. I didn't think about it. I have to think about it.
Pajamas.
If you're in your pajamas, so that's okay. A person gets in his pajamas. If you're wearing the clothes, weekday clothes, not house pajamas, I know that might be a problem. That does sound a little funny. If you're doing it because you're going, getting ready to go to sleep, okay, that's okay, I think. Anyway, all right. I also do want to mention, I got 2 minutes, and as long as I'm doing all the things that the guys should know that the yeshiva's hashkafa was that Erev is not so simple. As long as it's on Shabbos. So, We you want to rely on the Erev, it's okay, but at least there should be a reason, You shouldn't just to carry with an Erev when there's absolutely no reason is a little funny, because it's a shaila whether an Erev works. So why people should be aware that there's a shaila. So why you want to be mako for no reason? You have a reason, okay, but I see guys carrying all the time like this. Man, there's no reason. It's no reason. So that's not, you shouldn't do that. Okay. All right, Yeshikayach, everyone.